In the backfield for Ubley are some strong running backs. Ethan Lemke has been the senior leader for the Bearcats all season long, with William Spicer and Shane Ozentoski alongside of him. Last week, the Bearcat offense rushed for a total of 475 yards and 6 rushing touchdowns.
Reese didn't have a clue what hit him last week, but Ethan Lemke is the guy to circle. If you're the Hard Beach Pirates, he's the guy that's been the firepower of this offense. Against USA, he had 14 carries, 156 yards, and 3 scores. Against Reese, he only had 13 carries, but 153 yards more to go, averaging well over 10, 11 yards per carry in those two games. And William Spicer is your change of pace back. He, against Sandusky, was one of their leading backs. He scored a touchdown, but just 13 carries for 39 yards. So it goes to show you Shane Ozentoski, more of the fullback, short yardage type guy. But it's Ethan Lemke first, William Spicer second.
On the defensive side of the ball, the Ubley Bearcats are boasting the best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference. Through 4 games this season, Ubley is allowing just 12 points a game, which includes a shutout against Memphis in a 1-touchdown effort a week ago, home against Reese. A
couple guys are going to play a very important role. Nolan Van Erp is one, and Adam Weber on that defensive side. Against Sandusky, they had 12 tackles between them, and against USA, they combined for a sack and 6 more tackles. These guys need to be big for that young defense, especially in the middle.
In the last 10 matchups with Harbor Beach, the Bearcats have won 4 games, including 2015 and 16, when they won 50-18 and 54-12. Last season, they fell short to Harbor Beach twice, 14-26, and then 22-30 in the postseason. Kickoff of Ubley at Harbor Beach is in 24 minutes right here on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3 truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Albert Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Hi, this is Mike from the Albert Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
Since More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit moreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The sky is sunny. Old Man Depression, you are through. You done us wrong.
You're in the money when you switch to Thumb Cellular. Right now, if you switch to Thumb Cellular, add a line, or upgrade your phone, get $100. The Big Benjamin, 100 smackaronis. Well, call it what you'd like. You're getting $100 to use however you choose at Thumb Cellular. Use it towards your monthly service, a new phone, accessories, a Bluetooth speaker. The choice is yours to spend it how you want. Want a case and a new phone? It's $100 your way. and it's happening now at Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered. With offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
Listen to The Strong Side every Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Paul P. Adams, and Mike Gallagher as WLW Sports and the Huron Daily Tribune come together for the most in-depth 60 minutes of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. Ubley on the road at Harbor Beach tonight. We've talked about Ubley. Let's take a look at the home team, the Harbor Beach Pirates. Since 1971, Harbor Beach has been home to just two head football coaches, Hall of Fame coach Jack Dillon from 1971 to 1996, and then future Hall of Famer Troy Shelkey from 1997 to present. The two coaches have combined for 309 victories, one state championship, two final appearances, five semifinals, and countless district and conference championships. Of those 309 victories, Troy Shelkey has accounted for 152 of them, including three this season.
He certainly has. It's been a long 22 seasons for him, a 670 batting average, and he's kept that job and he's kept the winning tradition going for a couple of reasons. One, he has really adapted with the evolution of the game of football. They don't just run the wing T anymore. It is still a weapon in his arsenal, but it's only one weapon. He developed a spread, and to my personal opinion, that is the reason they have that state championship. I think that was a big move. And the other part of that is recognizing the ability of his players. And he realized how much athleticism he had in those years. And the spread has become a new weapon that has really struggled for the other teams in this area to defend. And last but not least, one thing that hasn't changed, tough nose defense.
Over the years, Harbor Beach has seen a number of strong quarterbacks go through the ranks. Eli Kraft, Josh Shelkey, Brady Kirsch, and James Shelkey have been the last four, with three of those being the Thumb Sports Writers Association Player of the Year. Now, junior play caller Michael Anderson is the reins for an offense that can sneak up on opponents.
He certainly can. He's done a nice job early filling in those roles. Against Marletti, struggled passing the ball a little bit. He's only 5 of 14. He did have a pick, but he did throw for 90 yards and a touchdown. Against Bad Axe, he threw for two touchdowns, ran for another. He has the athletic ability to make plays and make this offense go. And if he plays well, the rest of the team plays well. So he's going to have to take care of the ball, make a few throws, and make a few plays on his feet to open up the running game for the rest of the guys.
Despite being known for a spread offense, Harbor Beach still knows its Jack Dillon roots with a T formation. In the week after losing to Marlette, the Pirates rushed for 393 yards and six touchdowns. In the backfield, you'll hear the names of Devin Pumph, Devin Finkel, and plenty others.
The Devins are the two you're going to hear about the most. Starting with Devin Pumph, the junior, he's more of your burly back, downhill runner. He looks to run over people, not around people. He's had a rushing touchdown against Marlette and Bad Axe. Devin Finkel, a senior, just a little bit smaller than he is. He's more of your athletic back. Think Austin Seltz a few years ago on the state championship team. He's the guy that has the ability to make you miss and go side to side. And Mason Yon's another guy. He's more of your main pass catcher, though, and he's definitely a weapon down the field for Anderson at quarterback.
Defensively, Harbor Beach is still just a year and a half separated from one of their worst defenses in school history. After giving up more than 37 points a game in 2016, the Pirates flipped the script last season, allowing just 15 points on average, and now this year right at the same mark, 15.5 per game, with the fourth-best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference.
You don't mind having the fourth-best defense in the conference if you're only giving up 15 points a game. That's a very impressive number. I know Ubley is number one defensively, so look for what potentially could be a lower-scoring game, and it's going to be which team can get that explosive play that is going to be able to break free of this game and pull it out at the end, which is why I think all of us unanimously picked Harbor Beach to win this game. They have a little more firepower, the ability to have those big plays.
It's a windy night in Harbor Beach. Gale force warning out there for the entire shoreline. And, of course, we're just four blocks from the shoreline here in Harbor Beach. The Ubley Bearcats in town against the Harbor Beach Pirates in week number 5 of high school football right here on the WLW Sports Network.
It's a feud of epic proportions. One heart, against countless opponents.